Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. And this month, on Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about the fact that it's already March. Time flies when you're having fun, and the garden is the best place to be when life throws things at you that aren't so fun. There's no better place to lose yourself when you need to find yourself again. And I've been doing this for a long time. I think I've come to realize that one of the things that ties all gardeners together is the visceral need to connect with nature, to step away from the hustle and bustle of our daily lives and just breathe. I've also discovered that as time goes on, there are tasks in the garden that we're unable to complete, or that become more challenging, that makes the place work instead of fun, and it gives you frustration instead of joy. It shouldn't be that. If you have some shrubs that have become overgrown, or you want another garden dug, or simply some perennials split, set aside a bit of money and hire a horticulturist to come in once a month, a couple of times a year, or even just for a one-time visit. Have them do the work in the garden that you're physically unable to do, or that you don't have the experience to tackle confidently. There's a lot to be said about looking out the window and seeing your vision become a reality, not see a growing list of tasks that can quickly become overwhelming. Another service I personally have started offering is garden coaching. Whether you're a brand new gardener or an experienced gardener that just wants to learn another way of doing something, garden coaching can have you learning hands-on in your own garden. You can ask questions, get one-on-one help, a fresh eye, and a new perspective. Learning from an expert can give you the confidence to become a better gardener and to unlock the passion to help you make your space the best that it can be. March is a great time to consider these things and to contact a horticulturist. Find someone that you connect with. Find someone you're comfortable with, and look at what options make the most sense for you. Some of my clients had no idea garden coaching was even a thing. Many horticulturists also do consultations. If overall you're confident in your abilities, but you have an area that's challenging, or you have a problem spot in the garden, bring in a horticulturist for a consultation. It never hurts to have an experienced person in your back pocket. I wanted to talk to you about that today because I think it's important for people to really say help when they need it. Help is out there, and I think if you need it and it will help you to get your garden in a better place and for you to enjoy your garden, then you should absolutely do it. Having said that, resist the urge to go out in the garden right now. It's still a little bit early. You don't want to be cleaning up too quickly. Many of the beneficial insects are still hibernating in your garden. Don't rush it. Go out, enjoy the garden. Watch the garden wake up. Although we're beginning to see nicer days, there are still cold nights ahead. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.